Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken landed in Israel on Monday for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant to promote a Gaza peace plan, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Blinken met in Cairo earlier Monday with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who said he'd been in touch with Hamas just within hours of their meeting. Before leaving Cairo, Blinken spoke with reporters, telling them the world is waiting for Hamas to accept the peace deal.
The only party that has not accepted, the only party that's not said yes, is Hamas. That's who everyone's waiting on. That's who the Palestinians in Gaza are waiting on. It's who the Israelis are waiting on. It's who the hostages and the hostage families are waiting on. It's who the entire region and the entire world is waiting on.
Blinken's Middle East trip, his eighth since October 7th, also takes him to Jordan and Qatar. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A snap election called by French President Emmanuel Macron after Sunday's bruising loss to Marine Le Pen's national rally in EU elections is a risky move that opens the possibility that the extreme right and Muxel, the executive director of Sciences Po Center of Political Science, comments.
It's a play at risks because it opens the possibility that the extreme right arrives for the first time at the government. It opens the eventuality to have a cohabitation in France.
Defense Attorney Abby Lowell urged jurors to acquit Hunter Biden, U.S. President Joe Biden's son, in his closing argument on Monday. He told jurors the prosecution has not met its burden of proving its federal firearms case beyond a reasonable doubt. Earlier, a prosecutor urged jurors, saying no one is above the law.